The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to KCNR 1460. This is Linda Bott, and with us this morning, I am so excited to have our Sheriff Tom Basenko as co-host and star of the morning show. Good morning.
Good morning, Linda. Carl is helping out California Highway Patrol because he sits on a citizens advisory board in Sacramento, so he'll be out today, and he's probably on the road about now.
Yeah, he is, and that's a very cool thing. He loves to do that. Should we start off at the top of...
Well, I just wanted to give a reminder that the news was brought to us by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great folks up there. I visited the other day to pick up some fresh coffee.
I know. They have great coffee beans by the pound, and if you like cigars, they have the best walk-in humidor in the North State. Anybody who is a cigar aficionado, I send them in that direction. Well, anyway, good morning, Tom, and let me do a quick read of the weather here. Good morning, everybody. 7:06 in the morning, and we appreciate you listening to KCNR 1460 for those loyal listeners and to our chat pack. Good morning. Bob and I will both be going back and forth in the chat pack if you've got questions, as we're going to be just commentating on a bunch of stuff and reading the news and weighing in on Tom's feelings and opinions on a lot of things as well. Again, 605-4567 is our phone number here, or you can go to KCNR1460.com and go into our chat pack. Now for the weather, currently 48. We're going to have fog and rain tonight. Our lows will be 47. Our highs will be 60. Tomorrow calls for showers and chance of showers with our highs of 59 and our lows of 37. And Thursday, we have 59 lows of 37. Friday highs of 52 with rain. We're raining until, I think, until Monday, which would then be mostly sunny, according to the forecast. Lows of 37 on Friday night, highs of 52 on Saturday, and lows of 36 Saturday night. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We're locally owned and operated, and they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-37-93. What you got going on this weekend,
well,
Tom?
Well, of course, with all that weather, drive carefully out there with rain and fog and slick roads. And, of course, going into the mountains, watch for snow and ice up there. And, of course, carry change and check road conditions because we don't want to see anyone getting hurt. Slow down a little bit with the weather and drive carefully and watch out for the other driver. We got a very busy schedule today. I got several meetings with our Shasta Interagency Narcotics Task Force board, and they've been doing some great work. You saw a large drug bust the other day with the with the assistance of our canine as well, sniffing out the drugs.
Yes.
And then we have a meeting of the Community Corrections Partnership board later this afternoon, where we'll be discussing issues and some of the budget regarding AB 109 and the funding from there.
Well, that's about this weekend.
Oh, this weekend. We have plenty of stuff. I'll be out probably in the rain putting up some signs for my reelection. And then the Anderson Chamber of Commerce has their awards down at Wind River Casino and Resort at the main entertainment center down there, and so they'll probably be awarding Business of the Year and Citizen of the Year down there, and I'll be helping out, giving out some of those awards as well. So it'll be a busy weekend.
That's great. Well, I want to also remind of those people who may not be attending the Anderson that Saturday night is the, of course, Jeans, Jewels, and Jazz and Beyond for Turtle Bay, and it's a beautiful, wonderful fundraiser. It's the biggest fundraiser for Turtle Bay of the year. So if you'd like to go and enjoy that, I'll actually be emceeing. Believe it or not, Lee Luft will be the auctioneer, but I'll be emceeing with Patrick John.
That is a great event.
It's fun.
As you said, a lot of people attend that to help out Turtle Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Lee Luft is a professional auctioneer, and he dedicates and volunteers much of his time for these events. He was just down at Anderson Rotary's Wild Game Feed and helped us auction off some items down there as well. So thanks to Lee Luft for his community support of many great things going on here.
And there were a couple of very proficient auctioneers down there, I will say.
Yes.
Bob was there. He enjoys that event, everything. His wife, Brenda.
He enjoys coming every year. It's a sellout crowd, generally, of close to 500 people. And you name it, everything from A to Z as far as wild game goes. And they always serve, since it's right around St. Patrick's Day, they always serve corned beef and cabbage. For the folks that may not like some wild game, but we have everything down there. And thanks for the community support for Anderson Rotary, where the proceeds go towards our scholarship programs for the South County schools.
So cool, the Anderson Rotary, all the Rotaries. Hey, look, we're going to talk headlines this morning. I know we have, you know, we do a 15-minute, at the 15-minute break mark, but let's talk a little bit about the gentleman. Or I don't even know what you want to call
a
person.
We may not use the word gentleman.
I don't know this person who made up bombs, and you never know the motive, but he was 24 years old. They've come to his name now. Mark Anthony Condit, C-O-N-D-I-T-T, is identified as a suspect in the Austin serial bombings.
Right, and there was a series of, I think, five bombings in the Austin area that they say he was responsible for. And he was at a hotel and then reading the headlines that law enforcement was waiting for some armored vehicles to arrive when he went mobile in a vehicle. And then a chase ensued, and then he went into a ditch and there was a shooting. And then one or more bombs exploded in his vehicle, killing him. They don't know if the bombs killed him yet, or if through the shooting, or maybe a combination of both. So they still have no motive as to why he was doing these bombings. He left one bomb on a porch. There was another one with a tripwire. And they were able to look at some surveillance video footage for the identification, and then that's how they identified him with the investigation. But it's certainly a tragedy, and people can be maimed and killed in a number of ways. And, you know, we've seen some shootings, but and that same thing has happened over in Europe, where they've used bombs, IEDs, and or drive trucks into large crowds. So it's just not all about firearms.
And I guess we'll find out through the investigation, Tom, won't we? Like, did he randomly see, there's a gray house? He drive down the street and say, there's a gray house, or was there? We'll find out if there's a web of how certain people. Now, but with FedEx, that was obviously sent to somebody.
Right. There'll be some news in the coming days and weeks as the investigation develops, both at the local and the federal levels. But they may not end up with all the answers. Of course, they'll probably be serving some search warrants at the hotel that he was in, and then wherever his residence was. They'll be checking anything on social media, his computer, his smartphones, if he had those, and then seeing why he was doing these bombings, and see if they can come up with some type of motive.
And question the roommates. I mean,
right.
Evidently, we were perusing articles quickly this morning, and this, you know, breaking news on his name just coming up by the time we walked through the door, and a picture of him. But, you know, it's one of those, did he have a secret life? Did he go to some kind of storage unit and make these? Or did the guys that live with him know anything? I mean, it's so weird how people can really have a double identity.
Right. So there'll be a lot of follow-up investigation, you know. And recently in Shasta County, our multi-agency bomb team, which consists of Redding and Shasta County Sheriff's Office members, we found a house with a lot of explosives and had to render those safe, exploding some of them to get rid of them, and then having to burn some of them to render them safe because they were too unsafe to move. And then just last night, our bomb team went and assisted in Trinity County with a suspicious package that was near a gate someplace. And so they had to go there and see what was going on. And as of about 5 o'clock last night, they still were in Trinity County. So I have to find out what went on and from there. So be aware of your surroundings. It's a different world that we live in now. In Europe and the Middle East, they're used to some of those suspicious packages, and deal with them on a more frequent basis.
Well, nobody in America, I think, that, you know, when you're walking around the streets of the USA, do you think about a tripwire? I mean,
That's correct. In one of the Austin bombings, there was a tripwire bomb.
Well, we're going to take a break, and Bob, this portion of the show is brought to you by
our good friends at Cornerstone Bank. Excited to welcome friends and neighbors to our to the new branch in downtown Reading, the block south of Jack's Grill, for those familiar with the those landmarks. It's a second location serving Reading with a team of professionals. They have great services, including drive-through teller ATM, extended business hours, safe deposit box, all the usual things. But what's unusual is you're not talking banker's hours here. It's Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Fridays open till 6 p.m. So definitely a great place. Cornerstone Community Bank, now with three branches, 1845 California Street in downtown Reading, 150 East Cypress at Hempstead, there by Lithia Chevrolet, or for you folks south of us at 237 South Main Street in Red Bluff. Visit online at bankcornerstone.com, proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio.
Inviting you to clean up with big savings during Renting Kia's spring cleanup sale.
Kia, America's best value gives you more, like America's best warranty and great gas mileage.
It's the 51 mile per gallon 2018 Kia Niro, highest ranked small SUV in initial quality in 2017. You have got to drive this car.
And you'll clean up on a new 2018 Kia Optima, EPA rated 36 miles per gallon highway, lots of room for your friends and family, and a ride you're going to love.
The 2018 Kia Sorento, highest-ranked midsize SUV in initial quality in 2017 is available now and at a great sale price.
And you'll really clean up with complimentary lifetime oil changes when you purchase your next vehicle at Reading Kia. So come on, take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy at your Kia Superstore.
Reading Kia's spring cleanup sale on now. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. We both own Kias and we love them.
Reading Kia, Facebook, Instagram, readingkia.com.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipe sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
It's all systems go for Turtle Bay Exploration Park's annual fundraising auction, Gene, Jules, and Jazz, Out of This World, coming Saturday, March 24th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get ready to blast off for a fun evening of entertainment, hors d'oeuvres, live auction, and more. All proceeds support Turtle Bay's educational programming and events. Individual tickets and patron tables are available by phone at 530-242-3143 or online at turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park, isn't it wonderful?
Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. I'm here with Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Homes, and we're here at the Salt Creek Heights subdivision.
We're very fortunate to be involved with Powerhouse as they do such a great job on the installation. It's clean, it's simple, it's a no-brainer. The first 34 home buyers in Salt Creek subdivision comes with a solar setup already.
The thing that to me is exciting is that each home has the ability to turn their home into a zero-energy home. Mm-hmm. And they can be part of making this a zero-energy community. The system that we're installing, up to 10 panels, will eliminate all of the kilowatt-hour usage of that home. And if they add a pool, if they add an electric car in the future, then at that point they can add more solar to offset those loads as well.
We've already recognized quite a bit of savings by using SunPower and Powerhouse Solar.
If you'd like more information on Salt Creek Heights and how Powerhouse Solar can zero out your energy bill, call 275-5600 today.
And now, back to our show.
I still hear your voice. 719 on KCNR's Free Fire Radio. This portion of the program brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know, yesterday was the first day of spring. You couldn't have proved it by me. Well, Alliance Heating and Air, they're the folks to talk to when it comes to variable weather conditions. They've been serving the North State for over 20 years. Outstanding service with all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. They offer warranties, guarantees, and 7-day-a-week, 24-hour service. Alliance Heating and Air, call 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org.
Well, Bob, we still need, looks like, heating services with the way the weather is. Still a little bit cool out there.
Give it time. You'll be sweating in your Kevlar, my friend.
Knowing the Reading weather, it'll probably go from spring or winter directly to summer.
Spring will be on a Thursday.
That's right. And if you're just tuning in, Sheriff Tom Basenko is here with moi, Linda Bott, here on KCNR 1460. So happy to have you. And by the way, officials hold a winter storm briefing in New York City. Heavy snow falls at the White House. So we know.
Wow.
And the mudslides in L.A., so winter is still among us, even though spring's trying to say it's here.
Yeah, Santa Barbara area has been especially hard hit with the fires this last year from the Thomas Fire. And then later in the winter, they had the horrific mudslides where some people were killed and many homes were damaged. And then now, of course, another big storm coming in, and there looks like they're going to get hit again with some more slides. I personally know the sheriff down there, and he's been very busy with trying to do preparedness and some preemptive evacuations of the area for safety of his citizens.
Have you ever had to, since you've been sheriff, have you had to evacuate people?
Oh yes. It occurs on a pretty frequent basis here during the summertime. For us, it's the wildland fires in communities, but we've evacuated Shingletown, out west with Igo Ono areas, Bernie, Johnson Park, and some areas, Castle, when we had the fires up in the Eiler fire up in eastern Shasta County. So it happens quite a bit. Lakehead, we've evacuated those communities as well. So it happens on a pretty frequent basis during the summertime when we get those big fires going.
Well, we came back from a reason I'm trying to get the date in my head, and I can't remember what it was, but Bob will remember when we had, 1,000 lightning storms that
the
hit.
Event of 2008 on Solstice Day.
One of the biggest complexes we had was the Motion Fire, which was up off the west side of the dam and burning in Whiskeytown National Recreation Area around Shasta Dam. And we were very worried about the fire coming into Old Shasta and then going into western Reading. And fortunately, the winds shifted a little bit, and we were already preparing evacuation plans for Shasta and western Reading.
I once asked some fire professionals what keeps them up at night, and that's the scenario. North wind, something starting in the vicinity of Old Shasta and sweeping through West Reading, nothing in its way.
Yeah, we've already evacuated at that time. We evacuated Keswick, and we were getting ready to do some notifications in Old Shasta. And that's when President George W. Bush, Congressman Wally Herger, Senator Feinstein, and Governor Schwarzenegger all visited the Shasta County area to see and tour these wildland fires.
Well, we were coming back from a convention in the Disneyland area, and we flew back into Sacramento and then drove up and could not believe what we were driving into, because it was like something out of a movie where, of course, the sky changed and you could see fire here and fire there. And it lasted for, a month? I just remember the breathing, even in the house. That's when I got an air purifier. But I just thought about the poor critters. I think about the critters and how much that does affect, just affects the whole ecosystem.
And it takes a while for it to return. Then the foresters work at restoring the land. Of course, there's fire breaks that they have to work at repairing, so there isn't environmental damage from mudslides and erosion, and they work very hard. Of course, the firefighters really work hard at trying to get a ring around the fire so they can control it, but sometimes it may end up lasting almost until the fall rains come.
Well, we have you two here till 8 o'clock, till 9 o'clock, so from between 8 and 9, we're going to be talking a lot about the election, the jail plans,
right.
Shooting, CCW. People are very interested in what's happening with that. You've got a list of things that we're going to cover in the 8 o'clock hour. We have Sundial Film Festival coming on at 7:30. Excited about that. But are you ready for five things you need to know today?
Sure. And what are they?
Okay. Well, I mean, these are like the five things that, you know, I've just punched it in. Of course, we talked about the Austin bomber and he's been terrorizing, you know, the Texas area for an entire month. It seems like everybody's been on alarm. Number two on this list is President Trump made a call to congratulate a counterpart in his reelection. That's pretty ho-hum stuff unless your counterpart is President Putin, who won what everyone considered to be a less than democratic race. Trump's own adverse warned him not to do it. She reportedly wrote, "Do not congratulate," in his briefing materials, but Trump did it anyway because that's how the president rolls. Do you have any comment on that?
No, I won't touch that one.
Facebook and Cambridge Analytica, Bob, you may want to dial in on this one. There aren't the best times of the world for fave social media site Facebook suspended a scientist for collecting data on tens of millions of Americans. He passed the data on to Cambridge Analytica, a firm hired by Donald Trump's 2016. Now, by the way, this is the five things you need to know from CNN.
Right. Now, what amused me this morning listening to the hysteria was that, okay, the Russian thing didn't pan out. Now we're going to go after Facebook because there is no way in these people's mindsets that Hillary lost except by some sort of chicanery.
Yeah, right.
They cannot wrap their brain around that.
Still can't. Number four, school shootings. A school resource officer is hailed as a hero after his quick actions brought a swift end to a shooting at a high school in Maryland. Deputy Blaine Gaskill shot a 17-year-old gunman who opened fire at Great Mills High School. The shooter died, though it's not clear if Gaskill killed him or he killed himself. I don't know why that wouldn't be clear.
Exactly. But that goes to show, too, the advantage of having school resource officers on our campus to help protect our students. We do have some here in Shasta County with some of the high schools that have school resource officers assigned to them, both in the county jurisdiction for the sheriff's office and here within the city of Reading as well.
Well, Tom, you can speak to any time there is a potential OIS. Everything gets pretty locked down until the investigation is complete, and the less information it gets out into the public, the more pure the investigation. Is that correct?
Somewhat. We try and get out some information and let the public know, and when Bob said OIS, he was referring to an officer-involved shooting. We try and get some information out to the public to let them know what's going on, but we also have an active and ongoing investigation. There's some things that we can't release until we know a little bit more, and we don't want to
taint the investigation
or maybe some leads that we're following up on from there. And then, of course, we have to make sure that, like the officers that are involved, they get calls to their loved ones to let them know that they're okay, and then we try and push out some information. If it's near a school, there's no school students involved because we know that parents are very worried about those. And so we do try and push out the needed information, but still keep some close to the vest while the investigation is continuing. And that's just in any major investigation.
And I have a little tidbit for you when you're done with your five.
Okay, quickly, male birth control. The world might be a lot closer to birth control pill for men, a proposed hormone pill called dimethendrolone. I'm not even going to the second word, effectively decreased testosterone levels and other hormones responsible for sperm production without serious side effects, a new study says. However, the study had a small sample size, so more research needs to be done on it.
These two names you have never heard.
Okay.
Most likely. John Hennessy and Dave Patterson. And yet, more than any politician, any sports figure, any loudmouth actor, these two men have affected your life. Want to know how?
How?
They were the creators of what's called the Reduced Instruction Computing, RISC, Reduced Instruction Set Computing chip that powers every mobile device we own. So they invented that technology and were honored yesterday with the Turing Award, which is the Nobel Prize for Computing.
When did they do this?
This was back in the 80s when they came up with this new way. Well, no, they were independent researchers, and every chip manufacturer uses now the RISC instruction set because it revolutionized how computing on a chip works.
Interesting.
They touched all of us, more than any of these loudmouths who want to tell us how to think.
Hennessy and...
John Hennessy, Dave Patterson.
Is there a picture or a history?
I just posted a link on my Facebook. They're kind of hailed as it's these heroes behind the scenes that we miss out on who have profound effects on everything, and they've just won a $1 million prize for their work.
That's fabulous. Okay, we're going to take a break. Today's number 3,200. The estimated number of flights canceled today as the Northeast gets hit with another strong winter storm.
We're getting our own storm right here in Redding, California. And I know I was looking at some Facebook posts, and I know it's snowing up in Shingletown, so drive carefully up there.
All right, so we'll be right back. Tom Basenko, Sheriff Basenko, Linda Bott, Bob Belongi, we're here at KCNR 1460. We're looking forward to coming back with information about this weekend's Sundial Film Festival.
This portion of Free Fire Radio at 7:30, brought to you by Bastiati Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane, our firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting that new long gun or pistol, having gunsmith work done, or buying ammo. John Bastiati prides himself on customer service and always having what the customer needs in stock and at fair prices. Bastiati Arms, 222-8222.
Who's that whispering in the trees? It's two cities and they're on leave.
This weekend, the original Home and Garden Expo returns to the Shasta District Fair and Event Center. This year, welcoming the Love Your Pet Expo. Need landscape ideas, household improvements, a new roof, gutters, lighting, doors, windows, flooring, appliances, a pool, spa, barbecue, patio, pest control, decking, fencing, weatherproofing, or planting a garden? Find answers for all your spring home improvement projects and see Axner's landscaping display. For information, go online at RedingHomeExpo.com.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Your home. It's where the sunrise starts your day, where you entertain the closest of friends, where the family gathers around the dinner table, and where your memories are made. Redding's largest home builder, Palomar Builders, is building those memories every day. They invite you to discover the residential community of River Point in South Redding. These quality-built homes include large, deep lots surrounded by mature oak trees, RV parking, energy efficiency, truly exceptional interior and exterior features, designer kitchens with granite countertops, and stylish master suites. With its tree-lined streets, River Point provides quality living at reasonable pricing with many floor plans to choose from. With prices starting at $299,800 for the home of your dreams. One of our featured homes, a brand new 4-bed, 2-bath home with a 3-car garage and over 2,000 square feet of living space was just completed at River Point Subdivision. Featuring granite countertops, a beautiful cozy fireplace, green technology, and a huge landscape backyard. Listed at under $361,000. Contact Debbie Morgan of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties for details.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
This portion of Free Fire Radio at 7:34, brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop,
man's last stronghold, 2463 Athens Avenue in Reading. It's where Carl Bott gets his hair cut. Gentlemen, it's where you should get your hair cut, too. Enough said. Now back to our show.
Good morning. This is Sheriff Tom Basanko, and yes, you got KCNR Free Fire Radio. I'm helping out this morning while Carl is helping out CHP with a meeting in Sacramento. And I'm here with his lovely wife, Linda. And we're joined by Kevin Adcock from the Active 2030 Club of Reading. And Linda, what does Kevin have for us?
Well, this weekend on March 24th is the Sundial Film Festival. And we're so happy to have Kevin here, who is representing the Active, what's the official title?
We are the Reading Active 2030 Club.
Okay. So this is your big fundraiser.
Yes.
You're going in your 10th year.
Yes.
What are we going to see this year?
Well, this year we have a great selection of 14 films over two different showings that highlights the local talent of filmmakers here in the North State.
Have you had a chance to preview anything?
Oh, I've seen every single minute of every single film. Yes.
Ooh. Now, at one time, years ago, you had... you had shorts, you had categories. What are the categories?
We have narrative, documentary, animated, and then there's a subcategory for schools. We also do have a one-minute film category. Unfortunately, there were no submissions in that category this year, but we still have 14 great films.
Wonderful.
So out of the 14 films, what's the longest film? Is it like a standard two-hour film or...
No, we keep the rules for the submissions are no more than 20 minutes, with the exception of occasionally we do invite a filmmaker who has a longer film. So this year we do have one that's approximately 30 minutes.
Okay, that's not bad. And then you said that it has to be something from the North State, whether it be the director, the producer, or the actor being filmed here. Man, you want to expand on that a little?
Well, you know, this is the Sundial Film Festival held in Reading, California, so we wanted to highlight the local talent here and give everyone in the North State area a chance to showcase what they can do. It's been a great springboard for a few different people that I know that to get in the industry. A friend of mine that I went to high school with, Eric Jacobus, has gone on to be a successful writer, producer, actor, director, stuntman. He's actually has a really successful YouTube series where he does a lot of different video game fight moves, which actually got him a job for doing fight moves for a new PlayStation major production that's coming out soon.
Great.
And he's a Reading boy.
He's a Reading boy, yes. He is no longer local, but he is from the Reading area.
That's great.
How about a little teaser maybe on a couple of the films and what they're about?
the one I think everyone's most looking forward to would be the newest Tyler Ferris film, the anti-trafficking, the Melvin Baldwin Green case. We will be premiering that at the Sundial Film Festival for the first time, the first public viewing. So I think everyone's excited to see that. Along with, there's a couple great short films that are very funny. You know, by a couple people have contributed before. Luke Van Maal's been in the festival before. He has another film this year. There's just some really great selections. It's hard to really narrow them down. I'd love to talk about all of them.
Great. And, of course, this is going to be a little bit of a blustery, rainy weekend, and it's being held at the Cascade Theater, so you can come on in, get out of the weather, have some warmth, some friendship with many of your friends and neighbors, and then support the Sundial Film Festival and the Reading Active 2030 Club. Now, you said there's a small admission fee, and then that helps support the many programs and things you have going on with the 2030 Club. Maybe describe some of those things that you do in the community.
Yes, great questions.
Yeah, tickets are currently on sale at the Cascade Theater, so if you haven't got yours, please go pick them up now. This is our largest fundraiser of the year. We do have a silent auction. We have a raffle this year. We're giving away four tickets, passes to Disneyland, so that will be a raffle for us. All the proceeds directly benefit the community. So the Active 2030 Club, our mission is to help the underprivileged children in the community. So in doing this, we sponsor a back-to-school shopping spree where underprivileged kids get to go and pick out some new clothes for school they otherwise might not have. We do a Easter egg hunt held locally at the Alta Mesa Park, which is coming up Saturday, April 1st. And then we also do a what's called the Big Race. It's kind of like a soapbox derby type thing. Little kids build their own cars out of cardboard and just kind of race around a little track. It's just a lot of fun.
Wow.
So how did you get involved with the Active 2030 Club?
I was told about it, and I went and checked it out, and I found a group of really great, like-minded young professionals. You know, 2030, it's a it's just kind of a stepping stone to get into service organizations. We are an international group, so it's just a lot of great people who want to give back to the community and have a good time and meet new people.
So the 2030 is that you have to be between the ages of 20 and 30 years old to be in the 2030 club?
20 and 39. So 20 and 39, you age out at 40, yes.
Okay,
age out of 40.
Right.
So what's your profession?
I'm currently in insurance sales.
Okay, so it's a great way to network as well, and then you've got your people your age, and this is a great time right now. We're, like you're saying, getting into the service and how we can serve our community, and I think that's probably nothing better than to see, you know, where you take these kids, like you were saying, to the mall and let them shop and do backpacks and to see their faces when they maybe haven't had anything new or that kind of attention.
Yeah, it's wonderful feeling for us and for these kids as well. You know, I really got involved to give back to the community. And if you're interested in what else we do, you can check out our Facebook page, the Reading Active 2030 Club, or come down to the Sundell Film Festival. We will be highlighting all the things that we do throughout the year there.
Wow, that is really great. And it does give you quite a warm feeling. I know that law enforcement and fire personnel, we usually help out with back to school and do some shopping. And, Linda, you're right. The kids' eyes light up when they're getting to pick out some clothes or maybe a new backpack, some new shoes, a warm coat, and they have a lot of fun there going through and shopping.
I have a question. Usually with the event, you have a kickoff on a Friday night. Is that a private, or can you buy tickets, and it's a cocktail event? What is that?
We have our VIP gala night the Friday night before. It is invite only. It is for our members, the sponsors, the donors, and the filmmakers. And this year, we are very proud to partner with the Sheraton, the Sundial at Sheraton at the Sundial Bridge. So kind of being the 10th year and the new Sheraton opening where they're at with the Sundial branding, it just kind of all worked out and fit together. So they've been really generous and working with us and making sure that this happens.
So tell us who some of your sponsors are.
Well, we've been graciously sponsored this year by many people, KCNR, obviously. We also have the McConnell Foundation, Shasta Regional Health Center, KCR.
Great.
No,
that's okay. I just was thinking of the top of your head. That's always nice to sponsors. You know, it's nice to hear their names because they help put the seed money or whatever gets you out there. And just really excited because, you know, the Cascade, it's wonderful that they've done this. And I attended, I think, the first, you know, sporadically through the years, and it's just really a great event. So before we leave, do you have more questions, Bob?
Yeah, so you can still go down and buy tickets the day of the event.
Yes.
And so you can come and go. You don't have to stay for all the shows, but could you come and go or not?
We have two different screenings. The silver screening starts at 1 p.m. You can buy tickets for that, or you can buy tickets for just the evening show at 7 p.m., or you can buy a whole day pass for just, I believe the day pass is $8, the evening's $18, and for $20 you can get access to all the shows.
Wow, very, very moderate, nicely priced in comparison to some of the other big theaters, but again, get to see some short clips of 30 minutes or less.
Yeah, you know, and with 14 films of that, there's quite a bit of content. So for $20, you're getting a lot of good value for your money.
Right.
Wow.
And you mentioned that you're going to have the rollout for the sponsors and some other VIPs at the Sheraton. And if our community members, if they haven't been over to the Sheraton at Turtle Bay, give over and give it a look. Take a little walk around. They have a great restaurant over there as well. And, of course, take in the many amenities of Turtle Bay Museum itself.
Absolutely. Become a member. Okay, so thank you so much for joining us, Kevin. What has the, let's just talk about the Reading Active 2030 Club, because we have a couple minutes left, which is, of course, this is your big fundraiser. What has that meant for you? I mean, you know, usually there's a couple key things that happens for you when you join an organization, perhaps friendships. What has it meant for you?
Just the ability to give back to the community was the big thing for me. And now stepping up to chair the Sundial Film Festival, it's kind of a major, major task undertaking in our club. So I was very honored to be asked to do that. So I've made a lot of great friends in the club, not only here, but within the other clubs around Chico, Santa Rosa, Sacramento, Eugene. There's great people throughout the country that are part of this club and hold the same ideals and beliefs that we do around here as far as wanting to help our community, give back, and, you know, start with the children and make sure that our future is bright.
And see, we would not have known that you chaired the event, which is a whole other thing. Like, you're the buck stops here. So what a wonderful thing in your resume as well that you chaired the Sundial Film Festival in 2018. But congratulations on that, because if anybody's ever chaired an event, it's happy, it's sad, it's like nerve-wracking. Well, thank you so much for joining us. It's, you know, Kevin Adcock with the Reading Active 2030 Club. It's the 10th annual Sundial Film Festival. Tickets are on sale right now at the Cascade Theater, and there'll be 14 shows. There's an afternoon showing and an evening showing. You can buy tickets for either. And, of course, the proceeds are going to be going towards
all the youth in our community.
Sounds great. Thanks so much. We're going to take an early
break
here.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
And, Bob, we have a brought to you by. But thanks so much for joining us on this portion of the show.
744 on Free Fire Radio. This portion of the program brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading. Linda's got that on speed dial. 222-2750. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Four Winds Jewelry.
Careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. I'm here with Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Homes, and we're here at the Salt Creek Heights subdivision.
We're very fortunate to be involved with Powerhouse as they do such a great job on the installation. It's clean, it's simple, it's a no-brainer. The first 34 home buyers in Salt Creek subdivision comes with a solar setup already.
The thing that to me is exciting is that each home has the ability to turn their home into a zero-energy home. And they can be part of making this a zero-energy community. The system that we're installing, up to 10 panels, will eliminate all of the kilowatt-hour usage of that home. And if they add a pool, if they add an electric car in the future, then at that point they can add more solar to offset those loads as well.
We've already recognized quite a bit of savings by using SunPower and Powerhouse Solar.
If you'd like more information on Salt Creek Heights and how Powerhouse Solar can zero out your energy bill, call 275-5600 today.
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
11 minutes now in front of 8 o'clock on KCNR's Free Fire Radio. This portion of the program brought to you by Home Helpers In-Home Care Services. They are more than an in-home health care agency. They're an extended family when your family can't be there. Locally owned, trusted provider of quality, compassionate in-home care, customizing home care solutions to your unique situation for an affordable solution that keeps your loved one where they're happiest at home. And heads up, because Sharon Clark will be in studio with her Generation Show right here on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. My name is Tom Basanko, Shasta County Sheriff. Here is a guest host here with Linda Bott. Carl is helping out on another meeting out of town, so thank you for your service, Carl. And we're here on a rainy Reading morning at the downtown studios at Free Fire Radio, 1460 AM. And I think you have some weather for us.
Well, it's currently 48 degrees. Our highs today will be 16, our lows of 47. We have calm winds, about 5 miles per hour in this afternoon. And, of course, again, the prediction for rain is right there, about a quarter and a half of an inch possible Wednesday night. Did I read that right? Quarter and a half of an inch.
Quarter and a half. Oh, probably a quarter to a half inch,
yes.
More than likely.
Well, according to this, a quarter and a half of an inch. Okay.
It's
up to a half an inch is what I'm getting. Thursday, rain before 11, showers and thunderstorms after 11, with a high near 59. So tomorrow the winds are going to pick up. New rainfall amounts between a quarter and a half an inch. Possible. So we'll do more of that at 8 o'clock. But you've got some more things on your agenda there you'd like to talk about.
Absolutely. Huh? Well, last week, McGregor Scott, who is the assistant U.S. attorney for our Eastern District, and that covers California from Bakersfield to the Oregon border, excluding kind of the coastal range area. And for some of you, you may remember that McGregor Scott was the previous assistant U.S. attorney mm-hmm. for the Eastern District. And then a little further back, he was our Shasta County District Attorney. Well, he was up here in Reading to announce a program called Project Safe Neighborhoods 2.0. And then Project Safe Neighborhoods was in effect and in the early 2000s, and it was about trying to put violent criminals, gun-related crimes, mm-hmm. drug traffickers in federal prison for longer periods of time. And then with the previous administration, it waned. And now with the current administration, through AG Sessions and the president, they are wanting to reboot that and get some of these violent criminals off of our streets and reduce gun violence, which is a great way to do it. It was also effective in the early 2000s, and then in the 1990s with another one called Project Exile in Richmond, Virginia. But anyway, Greg came up and announced that, and the Sheriff's Office and Reading Police Department are partnering with the U.S. Attorney's Office with this project here. And so cases that come in involving guns and gun violence and more of a career criminal, they are evaluated by the district attorney's office, and then they can consult with the U.S. attorney's office and decide if the attorneys, the federal attorneys, will take the case over. As a result, then the case is what they call adopted by the federal authorities and then prosecuted at the federal level. And then upon conviction, that person does their time in federal prison somewhere in the United States. And the good thing with federal prison, they don't get all the credits they receive here in good old California, which most of the time on some crimes you get 50% off of your sentence just for being in prison. And in federal prison, you do a minimum of 85% of your time. And it's usually you're way away from your friends and relatives as well. So that's a big plus. And there's also some money involved with it as well. Our officers could be sworn in as, we call them TFOs, which are federal officers, temporary federal officers, so we could have some federal authority to work with them. And then some money for overtime for the investigation of the court, investigation of the cases. We'd be working closely with FBI, Homeland Security, and probably Drug Enforcement Administration as well. So Greg is a great guy. Glad to see him back at the Eastern District U.S. Attorney's Office down there, and then partnering with him on this case and looking at certain cases that can get violent criminals off of our streets and into prison there. So thank him very much for keeping us in the loop and having us part of that great program. District Attorney Stephanie Bridget, we held the press conference at her office last week, and she's going to be your guest tomorrow night or tomorrow morning.
Yes.
And she'll probably speak a little bit about that as well. Another one that can, another issue that can help get some criminals off the street as well is a Reducing Crime, Keeping California Safe initiative. And that's an initiative we're trying to get onto the ballot, we being law enforcement, California State Sheriffs, Chiefs of Police, and the California District Attorneys Association are trying to get an initiative on the ballot to correct some of the problems that Proposition 47 has created. And it'll add some crimes of such as stealing a gun, making that a felony, because now if you steal a gun that's worth less than $950, it's a misdemeanor. Thank you, Proposition 47. And some other things that will be some corrections to that, because it has to go through the voting process. So look for that initiative. There are people gathering signatures now to get it onto the ballot, and you can probably find them at most shopping centers or other places where people converge. And look for that Keeping California Safe, Reducing Crime initiative of 2018 to sign that and get that on the ballot, and hopefully we can. We're hoping the Sacramento District Attorney, Ms. Schubert, is also going around the state and giving some educational presentations on the act as well. And it's, like I said, it's been fully supported by the California State Sheriff's Association, the California Police Chiefs Association, the California District Attorneys Association, to try and turn some of these things around to where offenders are held accountable for their actions.
Tom, how many employees are in your office?
Just a little over 200, about 220 or so. And that's all the deputies and our other staff, support staff that works in records and everything, our civilian staff.
Okay. And, again, so this would be running, when is the official start date?
Of the
for you to running when you're, I mean, if you're
every day.
So, I mean, do they have a start date that, you know, I know you're talking about it and that you are running again, but
right. So the paperwork had to be turned in, the paperwork to file for candidacy had a deadline of March 9th. And there is another candidate that is running for sheriff, but it had to be turned in by March 9th. And then the election is on Tuesday, June 5th, which is the first Tuesday of the month in June. Mm-hmm. I encourage everybody, regardless of who you vote for or your political affiliation, very important. It's all part of our democratic process, is become a registered voter. Register to vote. You can do that at the county elections office and other places. You can get some forms at the post office. Well, become a registered voter. Most importantly is be an informed voter and read these things very carefully that show up on the ballot, and then vote so you can have a voice.
The election rules change so frequently, I'm certainly confused. In this upcoming election, under California's rules, does the winner need a simple majority or a magic number to avoid runoff in the fall?
You need to receive 50% of the vote plus one vote. Not 51%, it's 50% plus one to win the election. And, of course, in races that have two people, that'll be resolved in the June primary. Mm-hmm. If there are three or more people, if one person receives 50% plus one vote, it's resolved in the primary. And if not, then it goes to the general election in November.
Okay. So if you have a three-way split, then things get...
Yeah, three or more.
Then a lot more money gets spent.
So locally, you'll see on the ballot, you'll see our district attorney, assessor recorder, auditor controller, our elections clerk. Those are uncontested races here. We have two boards of supervisors races on the ballot, with incumbents of Supervisor David Kehoe and Supervisor Les Baugh representing District 1 and District 5, respectively. And those in those races, there is opposition for the incumbents as well. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, this is our gubernatorial race year with a number of candidates that want that want to become the next California governor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, under those, under the new guidelines, too, the best two of the primary move to the general election. So it's not by party vote that it used to be before, where the best, mainly Democrat, that would be getting most of the votes, and Republican move to the general election. Now it's the best two, and that could be two Democrats and or two Republicans. And so that's why it still is very vital to get out and vote and have your vote count.
Well, I regret, and with all respect to all the incumbents, who I have no problem with any of them, I think that a election that has some competition sharpens the edges.
So you're saying that is good and healthy for opposition.
It's a healthy democracy.
Right. And that's what our country was built on, was the democracy and the right to vote. We're coming up at the top of the hour, and we'll be back with you in a little while.
KCNR 1460.
Community Talk Radio for the North State, AM 1460, KCNR Shasta, Redding. The news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store, 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com, I'm Jeremy House. A law enforcement official says the dead Austin bombing suspect has been identified as Mark Anthony Condit. Pflugerville Mayor Victor Gonzalez says Condit lived in his city, which is a suburb of Austin, not far from the site of the first four bombings. Meanwhile, Austin Mayor Steve Adler says he's glad the ordeal appears to be over.
As a community, we're just really relieved and just incredibly thankful for this army of law enforcement that has been in our community here for the last week or so.
Adler made his comments on NBC's Today show. The heads of Homeland Security for both the Trump and Obama administrations are testifying this morning before senators on efforts to secure state election systems. Russian agents targeted election systems in 21 states ahead of the 2016 general election. President Trump is being criticized for what he did and didn't say in a phone call with Russian leader Vladimir Putin.
After President Trump called Putin to congratulate him on his re-election victory, Republican Senator John McCain slammed Donald Trump, saying an American president does not lead the free world by congratulating dictators on winning sham elections. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders defended the president's call, saying the U.S. can't dictate how Russia operates. She also said that Russian election meddling and the alleged Russian poisoning of an ex-spy in Britain were not addressed in the president's call with Putin. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Meanwhile, a senior administration official says President Trump was warned in briefing materials to refrain from congratulating Putin on his re-election victory. The official says aides had included a section in Mr. Trump's briefing materials for the call stating in all caps, "Do not congratulate." An Afghan official says a suicide bomber struck on the road to a Shiite shrine in the capital, killing at least 26 people. On Wall Street, the Dow is down almost 27 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I, Luke, send a message to all those that follow our Lord Jesus Christ.
From the studio that brought you Risen and War Room comes Paul, Apostle of Christ.
There are men, women, children that will never meet you. There must be a handwritten account of your acts.
Their faith challenged an empire.
Do you really know about these Christians?
I am concerned with these documents.
Their words changed the world.
Love is the only way.
Paul, Apostle of Christ, starring Jim Caviezel. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters March 23rd. Go to paulmovie.com.
From the creators of The Case for Christ.
All these years, this church has been here. Now it's the crime scene.
The church has brought nothing but controversy to the school for years.
When we are divided, we must remember what we stand for.
We cannot respond to hate with more hate.
This Easter, in the darkness, we are called to be the light.
Without grace is our goal, which is fighting.
God's Not Dead, A Light in Darkness, starring David A.R. White and John Corbett. In theaters March 30th, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Go to godsnotdead.com.
Despite a barrage of news stories, it seems a lot of drivers are not heeding the warnings about some potentially fatal airbags.
Federal officials say they're exploring new ways to reach out to car owners to get more people to take part in the Takata airbag recall. In testimony before the Senate, Heidi King of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said millions of potentially lethal airbags remain in use. The Takata recall involves 19 vehicle manufacturers. At least 22 people have died from those defective airbag inflators. Bob Agnew reporting.
A Russian foreign ministry official says Moscow fears Britain could destroy key evidence in the nerve agent attack on a Russian, ex-Russian spy. Former Russian double agent Sergei Skripal and his daughter remain in critical condition in the English city of Salisbury after being found unconscious on a public bench on March 4th. Britain says they were poisoned with a nerve agent known as Novichok and has blamed Russia for being behind the attack. News and analysis at townhall.com. A must-pass budget deal to avoid a government shutdown on Friday is being held up in part by a disagreement over a deal to protect young immigrants in exchange for money for the border wall. Democrats want those protections to be permanent. The White House says they should be temporary. Wisconsin Congressman Mike Gallagher.
You got to be willing to compromise and accept the 70% solution and execute and move on.
Gallagher spoke with the Salem Radio Network. The Supreme Court is making it harder for the federal government to use a section of the tax law to convict someone of a crime. The court has ruled to limit the application of a statute that the government had interpreted to give it a broad ability to charge someone with obstructing or impeding the work of the Internal Revenue Service. It might be spring, but areas of West Virginia and Kentucky look more like winter, with forecasters predicting up to a foot of snow in some areas. The National Weather Service issued a winter storm warning for the eastern half of West Virginia until 11 p.m. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to KCNR Free Fire Radio, 1460 on your AM dial. And I'm here, this is Sheriff Tom Basenk, and I'm here with Linda Bott this morning on a rainy Wednesday morning.
Good morning, everybody. So happy to have Tom here and Bob Alonji at the helm. Again, it's the 21st of March. Happy to be here. It's currently 48. We're going to have fog and rain today with our highs of 60 and our lows of 47. The weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. We've got a lot going on in this 8 o'clock hour, lots of questions and answers. Tom's got a litany of things to talk about that are very timely. Gun control, shootings, the list goes on. Jail plans, CCW, staffing. We're very excited to have Tom here, and, of course, Carl's down at the Highway Patrol Advisory Board. There's throughout California, they had asked different people, and so he's representing the North State with that, with I guess the Citizens Advisory Board.
Yeah, he's done that for a couple of years now. I think.
Goes quarterly down to a day meeting and very interesting topics, and meets people from all over the state. Well, the same people, but that they see each time. But.
Very interesting.
Very interesting. Okay, should we go to the phones?
Yeah, I think so. We have Terry on line one.
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Very good, Terry. Thanks for calling in this morning.
Hey, Linda, how are you?
Good morning. I'm glad you said hi to me, too.
Oh, I will say hi to you.
What's going on?
Well, I just want to let folks know that at 3276 Bocelli Lane at the Eagles Nest Church on Monday night, we will be having Sam Paredes, who is the president of the California Gun Owners Association. And I'm sure that, Tom will enlighten everybody on him, what a great guy he is, and how he has helped folks and helped fight against some of these egregious laws that have been passed in California that really try to take away our Second Amendment rights. So it's Sam Paredes. He will be in at 6 o'clock Monday night, Eagles Nest Church, 3276 Bocelli Lane. And, folks, if you want to get your questions answered, and I'm sure that the sheriff will reiterate this, that, this is the guy that will answer your questions, and the guy is really in the trenches.
You're right. He's very well informed. He stays active in our state capitol regarding with legislation. You can also check out Gun Owners of California on their webpage and also on their Facebook page as well. And then he interacts with other gun groups, such as the California Rifle Pistol Association, so that they're on basically the same sheet of music when they're addressing bills and legislation that can affect our Second Amendment rights and gun owners throughout California.
Okay, guys. Have a great show.
Thanks for calling in today,
Terry. And we love, Sam Paredes has been somebody who called in here regularly. I think Carl had him on monthly. I'm not sure if we've heard from him recently. It might have been when I was not on the air.
Yeah, it's been a month or two since I've heard Sam call in and give us an update.
He's probably been inundated.
He has. There's a number of bills that are in the California legislature right now, and they are working on those. But Sam is a great guy, and you can always get your questions answered from there.
Yeah, he's approachable. All right, so school shootings, Tom.
Unfortunately, we've seen those occur throughout the nation more recently. We've seen the Parkland, Florida shooting. There was another one that occurred where a school resource officer engaged a school shooter and eliminated the threat there. And so as law enforcement, we are very concerned about the safety and security of our schools and our students there and, of course, the faculty. And recently, myself and my staff met with Judy Flores. She's the Shasta County Superintendent of Schools and some of her school superintendents from the eastern side of the county that included Oak Run and Millville and even Palisadro area, Fall River and such. Because the response times would be extended to get to some of those places. And, of course, we'd be assisted by other allied agencies such as CHP, Fish and Wildlife, even Cal Fire, who has law enforcement officers there. And Shasta County, we were one of the first counties after Columbine to develop a safe school plan, and that plan was worked in collaboration with other law enforcement agencies such as Anderson and Redding Police and the schools. And then we put that plan not only into the schools but into our computers that are in our car. So if there's any type of emergency, and it could be shooting, it could be maybe a hazmat issue that occur, we have the school floor plans and layout on the campus and contact numbers to help an emergency. And so we were meeting with the school staff and advising them about lockdown drills and how they occur, or lockdowns when there's a critical incident nearby their campuses. And so it was a good exchange of information and preparedness. Most recently, we had a house with a large amount of explosives out in Happy Valley, mm-hmm. and we worked closely with the school and the school superintendent with the school being closed down and how that would work and where the students would go, and that worked very smoothly there, so I appreciated the collaboration and the work with the school. And so it all is about communication and being prepared, and so thanks to Superintendent Flores and the other superintendents that came and shared and learned about preparedness and the safe school plans.
Well, you know, we were here's what our minds are very much on with the school shootings, and that this one kid, you know, the one that happened in Florida, pulled the fire alarm, and these kids are coming out thinking it's, you know, hey, we're doing a drill,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know, you as a peace officer, a sheriff, all the years that you've done. You know what? Not that you're going to be an armchair quarterback, but what did you think about after you've heard this information about one of the security officers that was on the premises that stayed outside the building? Have you?
I did hear that in the news. Of course, all the information hasn't come in yet, but don't think that was a good response at all. That was a bad response. Our officers are trained to go in and engage and find and engage the person or persons that are creating the threat and causing harm, and should go in and neutralize that threat. Sometimes it might be an extended period of time before another officer is arriving, especially in the rural areas of schools like Fall River or Big Bend or some other places.
This is what you were just talking about.
When you raise your hand and take that oath, that's what you're signing up for,
yeah,
boys and girls.
You might be putting yourself in harm's way and trying to save lives there. And so I know there was a lot of controversy with that officer waiting. And most of these school shootings or any mass shooting that occurs in public places, most of them are over in 5 to 7 minutes. And mm-hmm. so that can be, in the rural areas, that can be an extended response time. And you may get anybody responding. It could be our friends at California Highway Patrol, who has men and women out and about in our county areas, or a Fish and Wildlife officer, or a U.S. Forest Service officer. We rely on them heavily for backup and everything, as we are spread thin as well. And it is a big county here.
It should be interesting to see if laws are going to be passed or what's going to be happening here in the next 6 months to a year about how many per students that they're going to have armed officers on the premises or teachers carrying.
There has been some talk of that through the federal administration, through the president's message that he was looking at trying to provide some funding nationwide for either security officers or police officers, law enforcement officers, to be on our campuses. And of course, I don't know how many campuses there are nationwide, but that would definitely get into the hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars, if not more. And how do we fund that? But it is important for the safety and security of our schools and more importantly, our children.
Let's go to a quick call from Henry. Good morning. Do you have a question for the sheriff?
Yes, I do. I presented this to the chief of police a few days ago, and tongue-in-cheek, they said it sounded like a real good idea. But if I could give you a program that would eliminate your jail program entirely, that would cut your cost by 50%, within a period of 3 years would cut the crime rate in any city in the United States by two-thirds, would you be interested in that?
As long as it's legal.
Well, no, it would be legal now. I realize that this has to be handled on a state or possibly a federal level.
Okay.
But the idea is to outsource these people to Mexico.
Hmm.
And I'm sure that the word would get out within 3 years that a criminal really didn't want to do that.
Correct. There actually are some laws. Thank you for calling in, by the way, Henry. Very much appreciate it. There are actually some laws, like we do ship out sentence inmates to other counties that we have contracts with, and that can vary anywhere from 10 to 12 up to 20, depending on how many we have that meet the criteria, because there has to be certain criteria, and they have to be sentenced. And so with that, and meet certain criteria, such as not being a disruptive problem. But we do, so there is some state laws that would preempt that. Of course, it would take some international contracts, too. I don't think Mexico would want our problems, problem people and inmates being shipped there. But they have a completely different prison system than we have here. I don't think that would be as much as a coddling system as here in California. But thank you for calling in, Henry. And Linda, are we coming up on almost a break?
We have to take a break. We'll be right back here on KCNR 1460. Sheriff Pasenko is here, and after the break, we're going to talk about some jail plans.
This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Lighty and his team of professionals, they are all certified NRA instructors. They provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California. For limited time, NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents to take a basic CCW course. Register online at usgunpro.com.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
This weekend, the original Home and Garden Expo returns to the Shasta District Fair and Event Center. This year, welcoming the Love Your Pet Expo. Need landscape ideas, household improvements, a new roof, gutters, lighting, doors, windows, flooring, appliances, a pool, spa, barbecue, patio, pest control, decking, fencing, weatherproofing, or planting a garden? Find answers for all your spring home improvement projects and see Axner's landscaping display. For information, go online at readinghomeexpo.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab. Faster for less.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
20 minutes after 8 o'clock, KCNR's Free Fire Radio. This portion of the program brought to you by North State Security. They got on-site patrol officers covering Northern California 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They work diligently to protect clients and their businesses from civil liabilities and criminal activity. They are an ounce of prevention since 1968. 243-0295, North State Security.
Celebrating 50 years of service here in the North State.
You started with them.
I did. When I was in college, I worked for North State Security here, working for Lance Beck's dad, Archie Beck, who was the founder of North State Security, and many law enforcement officers got their start at North State Security.
And here you are, Sheriff. How many years now have you been Sheriff?
Sheriff, 12 years and 38 years of experience here in Shasta County.
And so, then again, running for...
Fourth term.
Yeah, because the sheriff is elected.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So there's 58 of us in the state of California, and 57 of us are on the ballot this year. We do have, I think, 17 opposed races in the state. And then there are a number, I think, at around 12 or so sheriffs that are retiring this year. And so we're going to probably have about 20 to 26 new sheriffs coming in to serve their counties and communities throughout the state this year.
We are at KCNR 1460. This is Linda Bott, and we are talking to Sheriff Tom Basenko this morning, Bob Abelangi at the helm.
So we talked about school shootings a little bit before the break. And
well, I wanted to ask you a couple of things because I know we have so much to jam in here now, the jail plans, CCW, staffing. But we were talking about the fact that, you know, this recent Maryland shooting, they said it's the 17th school shooting that's happened since the first of the year. I think they said 17. And anyway, the officer was a lone officer that within 1 minute he was obviously he had to be on campus,
right,
armed, and took the kid out. The one kid was shooting into the girl. She's in critical condition. But let's just talk a little bit about what we talked about, gun control, and Sam Paredes being here Monday night, that that you can outlaw guns up the kazoo, and whoever wants to get something is going to get something. That's all there is to it.
That's correct.
We see it in the black market. We see it with pot and meth and crank and all the things that are illegal. People can get heroin. They can get it.
Gun control does not work. Excuse me. We've had it for many years. In the UK, England, very, very strict gun control, very hard to own a weapon personally. But yet, their gun-related homicides are up something like 40%. And so criminals will get guns. Right now, there are approximately, want to say somewhere around 300 million gun owners in the United States that are owning around 400 million guns. It is not the people that are legal, law-abiding citizens that are owning guns. It is the criminals. The criminals will not follow the law. On any given holiday weekend, like 4th of July or something like that, in Chicago, again, very, very strict gun control laws within the city and the state of Illinois. They'll have somewhere between 20 and 60 people killed on just a weekend, and that is a result of criminals on criminals shooting at each other and then with sometimes innocents getting caught in the crossfire. So certainly some improvements can be made into the background process of how people can purchase guns. And then a lot of improvements need to be made on identifying people with mental health issues and trying to get them assistance and then get them into the system to where they're not able to purchase firearms. And that becomes a very complicated way. Some states don't report into the National Insta-Check system, which is part of the background system to purchase a firearm. And so then that's how some people that have mental health issues can purchase firearms. And then there are still some ways that if you purchase a firearm, you can do a person-to-purchase, a person-to-person transfer without having to go through a dealer like we do here in California. And when you go through a dealer, there is, of course, the background check. So they talk about the gun show loophole. Well, there's no loophole here in California because they still have to go through dealers to purchase firearms legally here. So criminals will get gun-free zones are only an advertisement for the criminal, knowing that there are no armed people there unless you happen to be a law enforcement officer. The California legislature and the governor took away the ability for people with CCWs that have been cleared and vetted to carry on school campuses. Law enforcement and retired law enforcement still can. But criminals are going to find a way to get a gun and do harm to people. So that you're right. Criminals don't follow the law. And so that's what problem we have. Yeah, Bob.
Let us propose a scenario and answer to the extent you are able. Let us suppose for the sake of this scenario that Mr. Newsom gets the job. And within a few months, our enlightened legislature says all AR-15 type platforms must be confiscated. Your guys are on the front line of that. And you want to talk about a crazy scenario that both logistically and safety-wise.
You would have mayhem if that happened.
Yeah.
And we would not be participating in that. It would be a violation of the Second Amendment. There'd be a lot of controversy going on there. They're trying to get that way now with calling for ban on these. And this is, some people say, well, it wasn't the firearm of our forefathers. That's correct. They had some muskets and some black powder rifles back then, but the modern day firearm is still here. The First Amendment was still made back in the 1700s and then enacted in 1776, but they didn't have computers, the internet, television, the media the way we have it now, but yet we still have free speech and the ability to assemble and address our grievances with the government in many different ways. And so they'd never envision that, but yet we still have a strong First Amendment. The Second Amendment is no different. They may have not envisioned firearms the way they are today. Even then, the first repeating firearm was developed, I think, in the early 1800s. Mm-hmm. And so it's been around for a while. But we do have to have improvements on mental health and the way you get firearms. So we'll see what happens. And so we have to address the issue, not the instrument. Every year there are thousands and thousands of people killed in automobile collisions. They're not trying to ban the automobile. They're trying to address drivers that are driving impaired, drunk driving, or driving under the influence of drugs, more so with more jail sentences, but not taking away the automobile.
How do you feel as a policeman? I'm sorry, Bob. Was that on the same subject?
I'm pretty much the same subject, and then I'll shut up.
Okay.
On that same line, there are those who write into the chat room and suggest that you should be required to hand out a CCW to anybody who walks in and asks for one. My point is, there's people out there who have no business with anything more lethal than a Nerf gun.
To a degree, you're correct. That's what they call shell issue. There are some states that are shell issue. You can obtain your CCW in those states, some by merely registering online, and then they mail it to you. You can send in a form, and they'll mail it to you. Here in California, the CCW process is that you must be able to fill out the application and show good cause why you want a CCW, and then be of good moral character and do some training. And that varies from county by county. The sheriff or chief of police or a similar type position can issue a CCW. They're called issuing authorities. Here in Shasta County, I am the issuing authority, as both the other chiefs just allow me to issue for the entire county and their cities as well. Here, we probably deny about 10% of the applicants that apply. And we see people that are applying that have had convictions for receiving stolen property, drugs. Now that Prop 47 is around, you see a lot of misdemeanor drug convictions. And those are some heavy-duty drugs, heroin, methamphetamine. We've seen arrests for burglary, DUIs. So those are some reasons that why we would reject someone. We see people that are dishonest in completing the application, and so they get denied for lack of credibility and honesty. We denied one person. He said that he was, we're coming up on a break here real soon at the bottom of the hour, he was involved in some type of disturbance, but when we investigated it, he had the original call for service was indecent exposure.
Oh, boy.
Why would we want to interject a concealed weapon into that type of person there?
Where would he keep it?
Right. Hey, when we come back, let's talk more about marijuana, the legalization, state, federal guns.
Sure.
And then we'll get, of course, to the jail, all that good stuff.
Okay.
KTNR 1460, Sheriff Tom Basenko is here. This is Linda Bott. We'll be right back.
8:30 and 48 degrees in downtown Reading. And, of course, the weather is always brought to you by our good friends at Shasta Gas Propane. Their customers are warm friends. And, of course, they are locally owned and operated. They offer senior and veterans discounts. Excuse me, you can give them a call at 365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane, proud sponsor, longtime sponsor of Free Fire Radio.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This Security Moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Introducing Salt Creek Heights, luxury new home community in West Reading. High quality homes built by Palomar Builders, now open in phase one, and now featuring two new lower priced plans starting at just $403.8 and $421.8. Many lots with mountain or open space views. Energy efficient homes include an entry level solar system. Many traditional and modern styles available. Amenities include tile roofs, VersiFlex roofing, beautiful granite countertops, stylish tile bathtubs and showers, gorgeous kitchens, homes with 10-foot ceilings and up to 15-foot per plan, 8-foot front doors throughout, stylish light and plumbing plumbing fixtures, and exterior stained fencing. Contact Tom Papik of Coldwell Banker for more information at 941-9534. Now open, Salt Creek Heights by Palomar Builders. Take Eureka Way west of Buenaventura Boulevard to the entrance. Come see the difference. Palomar Builders, building your memories.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
8:33, call it 8:34 on KCNR. The voice of the North State, locally owned. And speaking of locally owned, I want to tell you about SST Oil. Celebrated their 50th anniversary last year. Their transports haul millions of gallons of fuel and diesel fluid every year. Let them know if you have a truck rental need. That's sstoil.com, 241-1167. A proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the show with our sheriff, Tom Basenko. I'm Linda Bott, and Carl is en route, if not already in Sacramento, for the Citizens Advisory Board for the Highway Patrol. It's a state, quarterly meeting?
Right, right.
Yeah.
And from citizens throughout the state that meet with CHP and give some input on some topics they'd like to address.
That should be interesting. With information,
he's been doing that for a few years now.
Right. So before we took a break, we were talking about pot and guns. And let's just talk a little bit about the mayor, what you're seeing now that we're having more, the county is having more freedom with
and the state,
smoking in the car, smoking pot. And then, accidents, guns. What are you seeing?
We're going to see an increase in traffic collisions and fatalities throughout the state with Proposition 63 legalizing marijuana, legalizing marijuana with that. And they have seen that in Colorado and Washington as well. They've seen increased visits to the ER by many people who wanted to try marijuana, and it's a very high-strength one, and so they have some hallucinations and go into ER room visits. They saw, both these states saw increases in people going in for rehabilitation and for teens going in for rehabilitation for addictions as well, starting out with marijuana. Most people that are in for crime and drug-related crimes now that are using heavy drugs, you talk to them and ask them how they started out, and most of them are going to be alcohol and marijuana, oftentimes marijuana being first nowadays.
So your gateway drug. Now, why do you think, does it come down to let's implode, it's a money thing? Because if you have the statistics, Sheriff, you've been 38 years in law enforcement. And why, if people have the statistics from the leaders of our state that are law, have been serving the law and the people for this many years, would know this information and have this statistics, would pass laws?
Law enforcement predominantly has been opposed to the legalization of marijuana. We opposed Proposition 215 and other uses for the medical marijuana, knowing that that would be the foot in the door. We strongly opposed Prop 64. But the voters approved, and that's a law. And now some of the cities are approving either commercial growing, more recreational sales as well. We see that here in the city of Shasta Lake. And then Reading considered that last night. I don't know if they approved it or not for the sales and for recreational sales there. And I think a lot of they're looking at trying to get ways for additional income through taxation and taxing the marijuana more heavily with the challenges that many of the city and county budgets are encountering nowadays especially. But I don't think that's a way to do it myself. We have to find other ways. even though it might be a state law. But there are some cities that are embracing it more and more, even though it's legal. But there's many more implications to it.
Let's talk about jail plans.
Yeah. So our jail opened up in 1984, and then by 1983 it was full and doing capacity releases. And it's over 30 years old. We've had a couple of opportunities for new jail space, but it was turned down by the Board of Supervisors because they could not identify the funding to operate the jail. I obtained over $50 million in state revenue bonds for two separate facilities, but it was turned down by the board because of lack of basically money to operate the facilities year after year. So we're trying to deal with it in another way. We have an opportunity maybe to add 60 beds to the existing Shasta County Jail. It's 30-plus years old, but looking at the rules, we're pushing on the Board of State Community Correction that makes the rules for jails and prisons to look at what we call an exclusionary rule on the interpretation that some rules have gotten a little more easy to with jails in regards to square footage. And there's a rule that says, hey, if you're more restricted and there's an easier rule, you can use that. So we're waiting to hear back from Board of State Community Corrections. And if they say no, we're going to challenge them on that. And even on the downside, we could also add some additional showers within the jail. And we have the right square footage, and with there's a ratio of inmates to showers requirement, and then we could add 60 beds there. But we still need another facility, so part of my plan is to add those 60 beds in the jail if we can. The Shasta County has been approved for a new courthouse. If that survives in the May revised budget by the governor and they break ground, then we want to start developing plans to see if what we can turn in Departments 1 and 2 of the courtrooms that are attached to the jail for another 64 to 128 beds. We're estimating you can put maybe 64 people in each one of the courtrooms of a dormitory-style housing. And then we have to look at there also, if you had another facility like an adult rehabilitative facility and you had your kitchen and laundry there, we may be able to convert the basement of the jail where the current laundry and kitchen facilities are located. We could have some additional jail space there. There are also some rules that if you get into changing the structure of your current jail too much, the state could require you to upgrade the entire jail.
You have to retrofit it.
Yes, and that would not be cost effective with the rules that we have right now. So we are looking at every opportunity we can for jail bed space. And then long term, they do have to look at replacing the jail. It's 30-plus years old, the old jail was replaced when it was about 37 years old. So it's coming up on that. Structurally, it's sound, but mechanically, we've been doing a lot of replacement of roof and hot water heaters and things like that. Then some people ask, hey, can you use juvenile hall or what's called a juvenile rehabilitation facility now, JRF? And that is no, because you can't mix adults and juveniles together. There's a law prohibiting that. And then also the JRF had revenue bonds from the state. Essentially, the state owns it. So they would say that's a different type of scope than you applied for. And then some other people say, hey, let's use the old juvenile hall. Well, the old juvenile hall was closed down because it did not meet state standards. It had some issues with some mold and asbestos in it, and it wouldn't meet standards for the adult facility either. And once you close a facility, if you go to reopen it, you have to comply with today's standards, so that would not be able to retrofit there. And one of the same reasons for what we had is used to be called the detention annex where our patrol force is located right now. Director Pat Minhern, he's the director of public works for the county. That's a 50-year-old building where the detention annex was. It used to be a fire station, and we'd have to do a complete retrofit, bring it up to today's standards, and that would not be cost-effective as well. It would be better just to build a new facility. And so Supervisor Les Baugh and I have been working on another opportunity with Les Baugh discovered it with the U.S. Department of Agriculture that might have some funding available of low-cost interest loans to build facilities that have to be within the county, an incorporated area of the county, and not within the cities. And so we're exploring that to see if we can get some funding to build a facility there. And, of course, a work camp facility is very good. It has to be located far enough out to where it doesn't maybe have a concern for nearby neighbors, and close enough in for services and supplies and staffing. And so the work camp facility is very good. We cannot use Crystal Creek because that is not owned by the county. It is now owned by the National Park Service, which they want to turn it into a campground. And the Crystal Creek facility was, when it closed back in about 2009, was very, very heavily vandalized. And then, of course, it has a lot of environmental issues there with the water, the septic system, and some of the old structures having asbestos in it as well. That would need to be completely razed. And so, but we are exploring every option we can to get jail beds. We ship out inmates to other counties. We have contracts with Nevada County, El Dorado.
Would you bust them out?
We take them out there, take the inmates down on runs to put them there. They do have some criteria. They can't have mental health issues or disciplinary issues or other medical issues, so they kind of cherry-pick them. But we do get them shipped out and housed down there. And we get a fixed amount of money, roughly about $500,000 a year to ship them out. And so they do have to meet certain criteria. And they also have to be sentenced. We can't ship unsentenced inmates out. And that creates a problem because most of the bottleneck in the jail is due to unsentenced inmates awaiting trial.
Wow.
So about 73% of the people, we have over roughly 350 people that are incarcerated in our jail right now that are in for felony crimes. And so those are the ones. And we have like 160 that are in for very violent crimes, whether it be rape, robbery, murder, kidnapping. Those are some long-term inmates that have to await trial that take a little bit longer to go through. And so that's where the bottleneck is with unsentenced felons. And so then the changes in the law with Prop 47, a lot of misdemeanors now don't come to the jail or they may get booked and released. We try and hold on to as many people we have. One of the most difficult jobs there are is our classification officer that has to decide where to put the inmate once they're housed upstairs. But if somebody goes upstairs, that usually means that somebody has to leave. And so that's
that
a tough time.
How do you become a classified or classification officer? We've got to take a break here, but can you answer that
when we come back.
Okay, classification officer, then we're going to talk about CCW. And then I want to say, what do you do in your downtime? You know, I'm curious because, you know, you're just a number guy. This guy, if you know Sheriff Pasenko, he's a multitasker since he's been here. He's probably left, I don't know how many voice memos for himself, been on the emails, can just dial off stats like nobody's business. So anyway, we'll be right back here. KCNR 1460, my guest is Tom Pasenko, and Bob Belange is at the helm. KCNR 1460.
Things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Real people, real winners. Experience the thrill of yelling bingo and play at Wind River Resort and Casino. Don't miss our paper-only night every Monday. $200 drawing every session. Rock and roll bingo and $10,000 progressive bingo. At the end of the month, one lucky winner will win two lower-level seats to the Sacramento Kings game in our free throw for Sacramento drawing. Earn drawing tickets all month long. Receive free tickets on Triple Ticket Tuesdays. Don't miss our $500 midweek drawing every month. Ask about Bingo's give-back promotion and special drawing every session. Grab your friends and play bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. If you don't like to job, let the machine do the work for you. Pre-sales available. Machines only, hands free. Who says you can't win them all? Play bingo. Win two lower-level seats to the Sacramento Kings game in our free throw for Sacramento drawing. You only have to be 18 to play. Check out our bingo calendar and download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. Bingo calendar subject to change. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Steck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567. Everybody, let's roll.
Welcome back to KCNR Radio. I'm Tom Bosanke, your Shasta County Sheriff, here being a guest host with Linda Bott at 1460 AM Free Fire Radio, and Bob Belongi at the helm with all the controls to keep us moving along smoothly.
I've got the power.
Picking out great music. Well, before we took a break, we were talking about something very interesting, and that was about classification. When someone's charged and they come in, there are sheriffs or deputies that are, deputies that are trained to be able to say, you know, your class, I know I was saying, how do you, are they called levels? Are they classifications?
It's different classifications. And what they do, look at, of course, some of the common sense stuff is gender. You can't mix men and women together. So that's one. And then they look at the type of crime that has been committed. So it is a, is it a misdemeanor or is it a felony? Does it involve violence? And then they also look at the criminal past of the person's history. So if they've been in and out of prison or a more sophisticated, higher-level prisoner than somebody else who might be a first-time arrest and no criminal background. They also look for gang affiliations. Also, something maybe if they have issues of the type of crime. So sometimes sex offenders are more preyed upon in the jail culture than somebody else, and so they have to look at putting somebody maybe into protective custody. So there's a number of things that they look for. Every day, anywhere from 20 to 60 people are booked at the Shasta County Jail, and there are often only about 5 to 7 beds available. So obviously there's a big jail bed deficit. That means that there is a number of releases that have to occur. And so if someone is kept, they usually have to go through and look upstairs and to see who gets released there. And so that is a very stressful job for the classification officer. Also, if somebody comes in on a relatively minor crime, but they're maybe investigating them for a major crime, the officers will communicate with the jail staff and say, hey, can you really keep this person? And we work at very closely with them. Some people do get out by bailing out, which is a legal requirement. So if they can post bond, they can go through a bondsman or post cash bail. They also, if they stay in jail and go to court, the court can release them on their own recognizance, their promise to appear. There's also a program called SOAR, is supervised OR, and they're supervised by probation officers. So the court still releases them, but they're supervised by a probation officer. So there's a number of ways that an inmate can get out, but it's just not due to capacity releases. Some people do ask, and like they look at the, we have a in custody list of inmates that are there, and they say, hey, well, we don't see the inmate on there. Sometimes it can take anywhere from 2 to 6 hours to get a person booked because of the backlog of bookings that are coming in. So they don't show up on that roster until they're completely booked in. So sometimes they have to check back. It doesn't happen immediately just because they drive into the intake area. They have to actually get physically booked. So it takes a while for them to show up on that roster, and that roster is updated automatically about every 15 minutes.
Wow, let's just switch gears to CCW. Where are we standing right now with permits?
Right now we have about over 8,900 active CCW permits in Shasta County. We are one of the top issuing counties in the state, only exceeded by some major area counties such as Kern, Fresno, Tulare, Orange, Sacramento that issue more, but they also have well over a million population in those counties as well. We are one of the top issuing counties, and we have quadrupled the number of permits that are issued since I became sheriff back in 2006. We had about roughly about 2,000 to 2,200 permits then, and of course now we have approaching 9,000. It is a process. Right now we're running about a month out, so if you applied, it takes, we have to go do a background check and check with some, have an interview with you. You have to get training of 8 to 12 hours or 4 hours if you're a renewal. And then we send your paperwork off to the state, and the state processes that. And they're not running too far behind. Sometimes it can come back in as little as 2 or 3 days. But there's still a backlog of 200 or 300 that we are processing now. So we have to get through that. But it's roughly, if you turn in your application today, we tell people 90 days, but oftentimes we're getting them back in about a month.
This is touchy. I want to talk about this really fast, and I know here we are. It's close to the end of the program. But a couple facilities in town. One, I'm not going to mention names because, you know, I'm a big believer in supporting anything that has to do with local entertainment. Wanding.
Oh, yes.
And I... know from people who have concealed carry and they have to take their anything that has that's been wanded, have to take it back to the car.
Anything which, from firearms to knives.
That will then make that person vulnerable to go back into the facility. How do we get around that? And I've called a few people that are in other areas that said that there are certain acts that want the wanding, ask for the wanding, and that's costing them as a facility that's putting on the concert way more money because now they have to have armed security guards.
And then it upsets the people, especially if they're a licensed CCW carrier because they are licensed to carry basically anywhere in the state.
Yes.
So being on private property, the private property owner or the entity, the business, can decide who they want as customers. And if they say no firearms or weapons allowed and they have screening for it, they can say you can either place that weapon in your car or we don't want you here as a customer. And that happens like at Sleep Train Arena, AT&T Park, other big name type of ones. But we're here that's starting here. There's some businesses that say that have posted no firearms.
That's a not major coffee outlet
That's not a legal requirement. It's not illegal to go into that facility with your concealed weapon. If they detect it and say, we'd like you to leave, if you refuse, they'd probably call the police, law enforcement, and then if you still refuse, you could be subject to a trespassing charge. But it's not illegal to bring your firearm onto that private property there, unless it's a private school or something. Mm-hmm. But we're talking more like either a coffee shop or maybe other venues that's on private property.
Okay, because I know that, you know, I saw some outraged people at this, you know, at the
recent event. I think Carl and I spoke about that, and I think he has a meeting sometime with the manager coming up. But it's well within their prerogative as a private business of who they want as customers. Now, Shasta County is obviously a gun county and a lot of CCW, so they may end up losing business for the amount of people that want to still be able to protect themselves and feel safe by carrying a CCW, or even a lot of times people have a small pocket knife. Mm-hmm. And I know that some facilities, like down at the Sleep Train Arena, they actually have lockers there that people could secure them at a private locker versus going all the way back out to their car.
Well, that makes sense.
That would be a personal choice, and that maybe that's what this one facility might end up having to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, so I was just curious what your take on that was. Quickly, we've got like 2 minutes left. Staffing.
staffing. We're always looking at adding deputy sheriffs right now. We're just a couple of people down on patrol. We got a number of people, of deputies that are in training right now, and they should be coming off pretty soon. We have some deputies that are in the academy, and they'll be graduating in June and then going through training as well. So we obviously need more deputies on the street. That's a top priority of mine, to get more deputies in the street and in our communities, such as the rural areas like Shingletown and Cottonwood and Lakehead. But we need more. The budget is very tough. I'm always working with the county and the supervisors to try and get more staff. We're getting staffing hired for the jail. If you know a young man or a young woman or at any age, because we don't discriminate on age, that would like to become a sheriff's deputy or work in the jail or work in our records unit, that's not a deputy sheriff's position, that's a civilian position, please contact the Shasta County Sheriff's Office at 245-6025 or visit our Shasta County personnel website at the county personnel at www.shasta.co.us for Shasta County, and to go to our personnel website, and it can list all positions for the entire county, including the sheriff's office there, if you're looking for a good, rewarding job.
Thank you so much, Sheriff, for joining us today on KCNR. It's always wonderful. There's just not enough time. I mean, we've been here for 2 hours. We've covered a lot of stuff. You know, of course, the Sundial Film Festival. You have Anderson
Chamber coming up this Saturday.
Turtle Bay is also happening this Saturday. Lots of stuff going on. And
we'll be having the Sundial
Film Festival
coming up. We had them on here with the Reading Active 2030 Club hosting
it. They're going to be at the Cascade.
A lot to do in Shasta County.
Absolutely. So. Thank you so much for joining us and being here.
You bet.
Back down. You can stand
Community Talk Radio for the North State, AM 1460, KCNR Shasta, Reading. The news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Generations Radio, right after the news.
From dragging me down, gonna stand.